It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With us, as always, actually getting kind of old, it's Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everybody, and screw you, Derek.
Justin Carmichael, the Jewario from, Jewario.blogspot.com now?
Jewario.blogspot.com, yes.
Well, thanks for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you.
And again, my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hola.
Anything to report over Matted Spam Way, as they would say?
No, there's just a couple new posts and, you know, as usual.
just
nothing big.
Some people slacking on their commenting, Derek?
Yes.
Derek. What do I have to say, you know, that I can't say to you in person?
You haven't said anything to me in person about my last post. And that was funny.
Which was your last post now? I forget.
Well, right now, it was the one about the guy in IHOP.
Oh, you know, I don't have anything really to say about that.
But that was funny.
I didn't find it funny. I found it annoying that somebody would be, you know, so unself-aware.
Yeah, so oblivious. But
yeah. I don't find it funny.
Okay, fine.
I find it funny.
Well, then comment. I don't find this funny.
Oh, what kind of comment is that? This is shit. Why don't you do better?
And speaking of being unself-aware.
hey, whatever. But anyway.
I was trying to lead into our topic. Like, with, you know, if you got
we have,
trouble because you...
our topic today.
Look at you trying to...
Our topic on the show today. Look at you trying to create a segue out of nothing. Pull a segue out of your anus, as they would say. Our topic today is busted. Times you have been just caught so red-handed doing something you knew you shouldn't. And since I've got the microphone, I'm going to start. Way back when, I used to work at a screen printing shop, and I was the sole artist at the screen printing shop, and I once named a file something I shouldn't have, but it's all just for me. These are for my eyes only. This was back prior to working at the Gazette, and this particular project was a customer-designed project, poorly done, in my opinion. And since my opinion is the only one that matters, I had to recreate this project because all they gave me was a printout. So I had to recreate it from scratch, and I named it appropriately, in my opinion, Shitty Air Force Hockey Design. That was the name of the file. Well, as the revisions wore on, the asshole customer wanted to come in and sit with me. Which, you know, number one, you give me direction, that's fine. But you come in and sit with me, you're liable to get an elbow in the head. You know, just at a random time. I don't like that. Well, anyway, I didn't really give much thought to what I'd named the file because, after all, it's my computer, it's my office, nobody else is supposed to see that sort of stuff, but I figured, oh, I've got time, he won't be in for, you know, a day or two. Well, he surprised me, and he just showed up. Well, hey, can I sit down with you? Oh, sure. Let me open your file as quick as I can. Well, you know, long story short, he saw the file. You know, sitting on my desktop, Shitty Air Force Hockey Design. It was probably .fhd. It was a freehand document. And, you know, I have never seen anybody so visibly crushed in my life as this person was. He was so sad. And, you know, it was just like somebody had shot his puppy. And when he saw that, he was just broken up. And I think he said something like, well, I guess it's not that great. But then, of course, he went to the owner of the company and complained.
Oh,
and I was of course, reprimanded. And what did I learn, kids?
Nothing.
Nothing. Always be honest. Always be honest because it's for the best. And like I said when Pete, the owner, was yelling at me, I said, well, it was shitty. What do you want me to do? Name it really fucking awesome hockey design? It sucked ass. And so fuck them anyhow, you know? I was busted. But, you know, at that point in time, I probably could have given a shit less. I hated working there. And I did eventually get out. I did.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, Heather.
Yes.
I know that because you are a bad seed or bad Swede, as people would like to say, you've done several things that are questionable. Questionable judgment, questionable use of judgment. So
because I don't follow the rules.
Why don't you, for now, why don't you just give us one?
Okay, we'll start with the most recent. Colin and I have a Netflix account. And sometimes when he's not home, I go in and I add movies that I want to see, little chick flicks
because,
and stuff.
Because what, Colin keeps a tight rein on you
when he
is home?
But because, you know, I mean, we'll go in together and decide we want to see this, but then sometimes...
We're not adding that movie!
I see a commercial or something, I'm like, oh, I want to see that, but it'll be a chick flick. So we ended up with, like, three at one time. We had Walk the Line, and we had...
King and I.
The King and I, and we had The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Well, he wasn't interested in any of those, but we had to get him watched so we could send him back and get some, you know, movies that everybody was interested in. Well, the kids got portable DVD players for Christmas, so I was like, well, hey, I'll just take Justin's DVD player to work, and I'll watch these movies at work. Because, you know, I mean, I sit
I'll
around and...
I'll just take the kids' toys away from them when they're not looking.
No, he said I could use it. We asked. It's not like I just took it. So I took this portable DVD player, and I set it up in my corner by the computer, and I watched all three movies. Actually, and then I watched, like, a fourth one. King and I wouldn't work in the DVD player, so I didn't watch it anyway. But I watched, like, a couple other movies, and then the next... It was so much fun. You know? It's like, oh, my God.
So much better than work. I can get away with this.
You know, and it's like, but, you know, when I needed to actually do my work, I paused the movies. It was no big deal. And nobody said anything. Nobody really came up and saw me. So the next night, I grabbed four more movies, the portable DVD player, and I go to work. Now I'm watching movies, and I'm just so happy. You know?
You know what this reminds me of is when I was drinking at work a lot of times.
The first... You were so happy.
Yeah, I was so happy, but I never got caught. So please to continue.
Okay. So, you know, second night ends. I've watched all my movies. And the third night, I had brought Xanadu with me.
There was your biggest mistake, number one.
Oh, God.
Bringing a movie that shitty.
Oh, I love that movie. And then Christina was going to come have dinner with me, and she was bringing me, like, three other chick flicks, like The Wedding Date and In Her Shoes and, you know, just major chick flicks. And I was all set to have a chick flick night, and I was excited. And I get there, and Priscilla, who's a really good friend of mine, but she's also
the queen of the desert.
Yes, and she's also our lead, you know, it's like, because we don't have a supervisor while we're working. He only
obviously
works during the day.
you don't say.
Surprise! So she comes up to me and she goes, this facilities guy came up to me last night and said he was kind of in the area behind you and saw you were watching movies and wanted to know if you didn't have any work. And I told him you did have work, and he wanted to know why you were watching movies, and so I had to ask Dan, is it okay to watch movies at work? And so he said no, so you have to cool it. I was like, oh, and I got busted by some, like, janitor dude. So I didn't get to watch Xanadu.
Oh, gee.
And all my fun is over.
Oh, gee. You know, there is this place called Home. And at
but
home.
At home, I don't get to watch what I want sometimes.
Oh, is this a knock against Colin?
No.
How many TVs do you have in the house?
How many people
do you have in the house?
Four.
You figure you might be able to watch a DVD on a computer somewhere.
Oh, maybe. But the thing is, when we're all together, we all like seem
we do
to,
things together.
We don't want to do things together. I don't go off on my own and watch Xanadu.
Well, maybe you should start.
Oh, but that would make Colin sad.
Works for me.
Oh, you know what? Well, as you can tell, making Colin sad, one of my first priorities.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
that's
like
true.
A hobby with him.
Speaking of making Colin sad, Justin.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Nice segue
this
into
like
the
revenge earlier. Dick.
I guess the time that I got busted for having sex in the car in Palmer Park.
Is this something you can talk to us about with the
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. I had sex in Palmer Park and we got busted.
I remember this. You were my roommate at the time.
Yes, I was.
Were you there, Colin?
No, I wasn't there. No,
we were enjoying.
There was no cameras or nothing.
Yeah. So I, you know, the act is occurring, and all of a sudden I hear this tap 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 on my on the window,
and it's your wife,
and it was a long time ago, so I roll down the window and there's a police officer, and he said, would you please get your clothes on, you're gonna get a ticket. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, not only did we get a ticket, but we got busted, and it was going to go on our permanent record. Well, she was freaked out. She
that probably killed the mood.
Well, she was very much into, you know, I have this plans to, you know, be big someday, and now you fucked me quite literally, out of that.
Because
now
right
that's going to be on my permanent record.
Well, who decided to stop and park?
Gosh, I don't even remember. It was a long time ago. It was really a long time ago. I don't remember. No, it was hers.
It was hers. Fucker.
That exactly. And that's the right answer.
No, I think we just kind of, I think it was a mutual agreement that we were going to park someplace, and, well, where should we park? Well, Palmer Park never has any cops. Pfft, yeah, no cops in Palmer Park. Hell, come on, let's go. So we went, and we got busted, and I went in, and we went to court, and stupid bastard, you know, who district attorney, he said, okay, we're going to charge you $175 a piece, and it's going to be on your permanent record.
What was the charge? Disorderly conduct, lewd conduct,
indecency in public. Yeah. Hmm. And so we go in, and the judge, I go first, and he, Mr. Carmichael, yes, okay. So I walk up, and he takes a look at what this is way too much. This is your first offense, Mr. Carmichael, it seems, and were you ever going to do this again?
No, not now.
You're like, all right, let's reduce it to $75 for both of you, and it won't be on your permanent record as long as you keep your nose clean for the next year.
And other body parts, too.
Oh, yes. So we didn't get in trouble for the next year, and I went back to the court, and he said, yeah, oh, you didn't even need to come in. We already dismissed it, and everything's off, and you're clean, and it's off your record, so... Oh, shit. I was sweating bullets, man. I was sweating bullets.
Nice.
I thought you were going to say you went back to having sex in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, that you remember that relationship lasted a whole long time.
Mm. Well, Colin.
Actually, I can't remember the girl you were with at the time. But
because he's had so many.
Yeah. Well, since we can edit it out, her name. Remember, her name was Sandra. Oh,
I'm leaving that in. I'm totally leaving it in.
You've been the past several podcasts, you've just been erasing names or playing them backwards. Nope,
not this time.
Fuck you.
That's right. So Colin,
yes,
I know that you also have probably led a life of quiet desperation and have been busted for things several times, so why don't you tell the kids listening all about it?
Actually, I almost never get busted, but funny thing, last night
I never get caught.
Yeah, I actually last night I got busted.
In what way?
Okay, I called Entertain Mart to find out if they had Walk the Line on DVD for Heather, because she really wants it, she really loves it. So I spoke with a person, and she said, I'll check on that. And then I said to Heather, I think she said her name was Mammaries, but she didn't put me on hold. She was still on the phone. I know, and she sounded like this sweet little girl, and I'm like... Oh my God, she heard me.
What exactly was her name?
It might have been Memory, or it sounded like Memories. I mean, that's what it sounded like. So, yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, at least you weren't, like, standing in front of her reading her name tag.
That's
hey,
true.
Does that say Memories right over there? Yeah, sitting, but I whoa. Mean,
it's horrible when you think you've been put on hold and you say what you're feeling and you're not on hold. It's just really not a good feeling.
Yeah.
So, well, then that. The girl that checked us out when we got there, she didn't have a name tag on. Mm-hmm.
So
it
she could well have been Mammaries.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It could have been her. And
Mammaries McChacha.
Hootie McBoobs.
Yeah, so I was just going to say that.
Mammaries McMountain. So
obviously not Shakira.
Shakira. Yes.
Another time that I got just absolutely busted with no way of getting out of it. Now, this was back when I worked at the Gazette. And I had another job, a little part-time job, I lucked into as the public address announcer for a minor league hockey team called the Gold Kings. So what I would do, at the time, I worked nights, but it was scheduled to go 2 days. So in the interim between when I worked nights and before I was moved to days, I would just take really long lunches, like 3 hours, to go to the World Arena and announce the games, and then I'd come back and work, you know, and I'd make up for it in the time that I was working. I was the manager of the department. You know, I figured, I've got a little bit of power here. I'm going to, you monkeys over there, you keep working.
Yeah, Boss Tweed there.
Yeah. Almost as fat, too. And so I would do this, and the problem was that my supervisor, a very intimidating woman named Liz, was also a hockey fan. And it just so happened that on a night that I wasn't even supposed to be at the arena, because I was splitting time at that time, it was the first season, I was splitting time with another guy named Jeff, who just wasn't very good. I will say that right now. And his dumbass got inconveniently sick, and I had to fill in for him on a night when I was not scheduled to work just a couple days before I went to days. You know, everything would have been fine. Nobody would have been the wiser. Everything would have been fine. But I had to go to the arena one last time, take a long lunch, you know, do the whole behind everybody's back, blah, blah, blah. You know, except for the people who worked for me, including Colin. They knew what was going on. But they were sworn to secrecy. And so the next day, I get into work, and Liz calls me into her office, and she shuts the door, which is never a good sign. So she sits down and tells me to have a seat, and she says, Derek, you've got a very distinctive voice. And just being a complete moron, I said, well, thanks. And then it dawned on me that something wasn't right. She had been to the game the night before, and she walked in, and she hears me doing my announcer stuff. Welcome to the World Arena for tonight's exciting West Coast Hockey League game.
You're making me miss the Gold Kings.
The Anchorage Aces and your Colorado Gold Kings. And she's thinking, I know that voice. And then she gets she gets to a vantage point and she says, yeah, that's right, I do own that voice. And so it was understood that under no circumstances was I to leave the monkeys alone for that long. I tried to explain, but I've been making it up. I've been working, you know, extra, you know, long to make up for those things. Well, that's not the point, she said. You need to be here in a supervisory capacity. Maybe that's why I'm getting so many complaints about the night show. And so, luckily, I didn't get fired. But that was probably the most creative way I've found to break it to you that, you know what you've been doing? Everybody knows. Dumbass.
Was funny.
So it's really funny now. At the time, I didn't find it goddamn humorous.
Maybe you didn't, but we laughed. That was funny.
Well, you know, and I deserve it because who laughs more at other people's misery than I? And so, sure, it's fair. Go ahead, laugh.
I did.
But Heather, I know you said you had another story, at least one more to share. So you go.
Okay. This is kind of like yours a little bit, except I wasn't doing something as cool as announcing the hockey game. But when Christina and I first started working at Atmel, we didn't have, our supervisor only worked like 10 to 10. So after 10 o'clock, we didn't have a supervisor. And sometimes we would do the same thing. We'd take 3-hour lunches or whatever. And we'd go to Denver and on our break. And we'd go,
wait, go to Denver on your break?
We would go to Denver and wait for the Avalanche to come out and get autographs and pictures.
God.
And then we'd go back to work.
That is so irresponsible.
I know, but it was fun. And we didn't have anybody to catch us. So one day, Christina calls me up, and she said she had gotten to be friends with the assistant equipment manager, and so he would call her whenever he had extra tickets. He would call her and say, you can come and see the game for free. Just go to the will call booth, and, you know, you can go get your tickets. So she calls me up. We had to work, but she calls me up. Eric just called me. He's got tickets. We have to go. She goes, I just called Ed and told him that we have to take my sister to the hospital in Denver, and we'll be late. We're all covered. Okay.
One where you guys were on the kiss cam or something?
No. The thing was, she didn't tell him we were going, you know, we're going to this game. She just said, we're going to be a little late. She didn't say a lot late, you know, because we're supposed to be at work at 7. The game starts at 7:30, and it's in Denver. So we don't clock in till like 11:30, something like that. And the next night he comes in and he sits us down. We had our own little room, the two of us did, where we worked. So he comes into our room and he sits us down and he's talking, you know, I saw the Kronos clock and you guys clocked in at 11:30 and you were only, you know, you're supposed to be here by 8. That's what you told me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, crap, and I don't know what to say. And Christina turned on the waterworks. I can't believe that you're doing this. And that, I mean, my sister is so sick. And we had to take her all over Denver. And oh my God, he totally freaked out and just walked out. And we never got in trouble.
You know what? You're going to hell.
I know.
You are going to hell.
And that's not really busted. You got away with that.
We semi got busted, but Ed was too much of a chicken to...
Pussy.
He is. And now he's like the big boss of all bosses.
Wow. So you can also use that against him.
I guess.
Well, just being at 2 in the morning.
Pretty much. But I just, Christina was brilliant in getting us out of it.
Wow.
Well, of course, then again, how much skill does it take to just cry?
I can't do it. Can you do it?
I could if I wanted to.
No, I don't believe couldn't. You. I want to see you do it.
Yeah, no. Do it now. Now.
No.
Do
no.
it.
Come on.
Moving
do it. Cry.
On.
Cry.
Pussy.
Justin.
Trying to make myself cry.
Yeah, it looks like you're doing a pretty good job there.
I told myself I wouldn't leave this podcast crying.
His eyes are all watery. That's so sad. Stop it.
Okay, Justin.
Pretty good there.
Outside of banging random chicks in the park, named Sandra, have you been busted in any other capacity?
Yes. The only thing that really comes to mind is the time that I was in chamber singers in high school, my senior year in high school.
Bag.
And we...
Hey, now, I was in chamber
Stop
singers.
It. I was even in The King and I. I was the king in The King and I,
How
actually.
Cool.
He had to shave his head.
Wow. Yeah, you're a runner.
And then later, he's a method actor, and later he died of cancer.
It was sad, and I made a commercial of myself saying that I died of cancer.
He also played the crying. He also played the crying Indian in the pollution commercial.
No.
So I was in high school drama fag. We went to Seven Flags for
Did you say Seven Flags?
Six Flags.
It's so cool. You get an extra flag.
Yeah, you get to wave it there.
I was there. I was the extra flag, baby. Drama flags. Okay. I had just gotten the part of the king and the king and I, and girls wanted to be around me. This was new for me.
Woman wanted to be with you. Ben wanted to be you.
It was so awesome. So this one girl, Scarlett, she, and that was her name, red hair. Oh, she was really cute. She and I decided that we would go someplace to the side of the hotel and make out.
You got caught having sex again.
No, not having sex. Not having sex. We did not have sex. We just made out. And we were making out. And all of a sudden, I feel this other presence near, you know, we're outside of the hotel, around the back. Nobody's supposed to be there.
It's not the ghost of Yul Brynner. Maybe it was the ghost of Yul Brynner.
And I turn around, I stop kissing, and I turn around, and there's my choir teacher standing there, fuming. And he says, both of you, go to your hotel rooms. I'll talk with you about this later.
Oh, essentially, what he's saying is, get a room!
Yeah!
Not only did we miss the 9 o'clock curfew, we had started kissing on 7:30, it was now 9:45.
Oh, my God.
Curfew was 9. So we were really enjoying each other's presence,
yeah.
Company. And so I go up, and they're like, Justin, everybody's been looking around for you. I mean, everybody's been looking around for you. Where were you? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. I really don't want to talk about it. Come to find out, she had a boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Come to find out, she was pregnant with that boyfriend's baby.
Oh, no!
And she didn't tell me.
Oh,
yes. And I had already... And so a week later was our prom. Woohoo! That was really uncomfortable. Hi. I go to our apartment complex. There's her boyfriend waiting for me. Hi, which room is Scarlett's? It's upstairs. Thanks. I was like, wow, I just saw this really... weird guy downstairs. That was my boyfriend. Fuck.
That's my baby daddy.
Yeah, that's my baby daddy.
But yeah, being caught and just the look of, you know, on Mr. White's face, just, oh, man, that was uncomfortable. That was more uncomfortable than being caught in the backseat in Palmer Park.
Hmm.
And not as much fun.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. 2.5 hours of schnogging, you know, as the Brits call it. That was... I enjoyed
that. You know, I guess I can't... I can't measure up in the sex stories department.
Yeah.
But one time when I was in junior high, the ritual, after, you know, is you get dressed out in the locker room, and you have to go to the other gym, and there was nobody around because everybody was in class. So what I would do is I would run down the hall and do a big, giant... flying karate kick to get through the door. And it was kind of cool, you know? And nobody was ever around because the teacher was already in the gym and the only class around that door was shop. And so they were running buzzsaws. It's not like they could hear. And if they did hear, they'd just think somebody dropped some wood. And so I did this just about every day. And then like on the 12th day, I get all the way at the back end of the hall, full head of steam, whoop, ba-da, bust through the door, and I hear, what are you doing? And it was the PE teacher, Mr. DePolice. Boy, he screamed and yelled at me. But there was a point.
But he was always so nice.
He was very nice, but, you know, like he said, he expected more out of me. Mm-hmm. That's that line that makes you feel like total shit. I expect so much more out of you. Not like these others, but it was like that.
All these other people like, think it was like that line, shit, but not me.
No. It was like the line that Mom had that one time a long time ago. You think this is doing the strawberry milk any good?
Right.
And it's in the trash. I had so to fight laughter because he was like, I expect more out of you. I expect more out of you than I expect out of everybody else. And at that point in time, he pointed at one of the kids I hated the most. And he had to backtrack and say, well, I don't exactly mean him. And I had to so fight laughter because had I laughed, it would have been
much worse.
My ass would have been, you know, the proverbial grass. So it was, you know, and that was one of those where it's like, and I really thought that nobody would know, you know, and I felt bad because then I was, you know, told, well, now you're an asshole because you were doing this. It's like, well, I didn't want to be an asshole.
It's not what I started out to be.
That wasn't my intention. So I'm sorry, Mr. DePolice. I really am. Since then, though, we've become, you know, decent friends.
He's a very nice man.
He is a very nice man. Heather's raising her hand, and that really translates well to both radio and
the
podcast.
It gets your attention, and then you can go, Heather.
And I can edit out the pause.
Yes, you can.
Except for this time I won't.
Because he's a bastard.
Of course he is. We all know this. Okay, well, because you said the thing about Mom and the strawberry milk thing, it reminded me about my posters.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Never did potato peelings mean so much.
Now, okay.
You go. I'll fill in. Because I've got to tell that part of the story. But
okay.
You go.
All right. When I was in, junior high? High school? One of the
you
two.
You would have been in high school because I was in junior high.
Okay, so it was probably like my sophomore year of high school. I had always had posters on my wall. And
way
I was,
too many. As
I was getting
fact.
Into
just pages ripped out of rock and roll magazines.
Yeah,
Not necessarily posters.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
The page size posters that you get in like Metal Edge or, you know.
Metal Edge.
Rip magazine or whatever. And at the time, I was starting to get really into the hair metal bands, and Mom was scared of them. They were bad. They were evil. They were, you know, no good. They were corrupt my brain. And the three she hated worst, Rat, Poison, and Motley Crue.
They wore makeup.
Right. She hated them, and she did not want them on my wall. And she told me, you are not allowed to put those three bands on your wall. Well, at the time, I thought Poison was the end-all, be-all of bands. I loved them. I loved Bret Michaels. And there was this poster of them that I really liked, and I wanted to be able to look at it every day.
Oh, my God.
So I put it in the back of my closet behind my clothes. So that, you know, when I was going to get dressed, I go, oh, there's my poster.
And first mistake, did you do your own laundry?
No.
No, lazy, no. You didn't.
But I didn't think about it.
Somebody
that.
Had to hang the clothes, and it sure as hell wasn't you.
It wasn't me, no, but I didn't think about it. I didn't think that Mom would shove my clothes far enough to see that there was a poster back there. But she did. And she told me, if you hang any of these posters that I tell you you're not supposed to hang, I will get rid of all of your posters. They will all be gone. So I come home one day, and oh my God, all my posters are gone, with the exception of half a Bret Hart poster that she could not reach, and she ripped the bottom of it off. But she couldn't reach it, so there's his little head up on my wall, way up at the top.
Bret Hart, you can't take him down.
That's right. Woo! So I go looking for my posters, and I find him in the trash. And I took him out.
But dumbass forgot to clean up after herself.
I did.
I wake up for school that day, and Heather would leave much earlier than I did, and my mom is livid. And she points at the potato peelings that dumbass left on the counter, and she says, do you know what these are? Potato peelings? Do you know what this means? And seriously, the only thing I could think to say was, somebody peeled potatoes? No! Your sister was digging in the trash! And I said, again? And obviously I wasn't getting it. But so she explained to me, no, this means we have to take down everything. And what did everything entail?
Oh, my John Elway posters. I mean, just everything. Every poster I had, it didn't matter if it was music related or not, it was gone. Everything gone. And then I come home from school and you two had gone somewhere. The extra key in the laundry post was gone. I was locked out of the house. She had locked me out of the house. She was so mad at me.
Whoa.
I think that was went for ice cream.
I think that was probably
you didn't.
I think that was probably an accident.
I think so too. The locking out part. Yeah, but it just it coincided with everything so well that I was like, she did this on purpose.
Somebody peeled potatoes? I don't know. I'm not ready for a quiz.
But the thing is, I just recently went up to Bill's Sports Collectibles in Denver, and the poster of John Elway that I had on my door that my mother threw away is framed and selling for $350.
Well, you know, and nobody feels worse about the John Elway stuff than Mom, because who's a bigger John Elway fan than our mom?
No one.
Yeah. So John Elway, if you're listening.
Why don't we know you are.
Pose for a photo shoot.
I understand about the posters. My trouble is always with girls. Maybe that's it. Maybe that it's just with
girls.
When I was 10th, 11th grade, I had this picture, this really hot poster that I wanted to put up of this girl, and she was all sexy and stuff, and she had little teddy bears all around, and she had two teddy bears and then a third teddy bear. You know,
covering what, Justin? Covering
her areas.
Her areas. Her
naughty bits. So, but it was really sexy. Well, I wanted to put it up. I was dying to put it up. So I put it up. I taped it behind a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle poster that I had. And I put a little string on the top end, and on my door, I put right in the center, you know, up above, I put a thumbtack so that I could turn it around. When I had the door closed, I could have the girl on one side. When Mamie and Papa, my grandparents, were home, I could flip it to the other poster.
To the turtles.
So I'm sitting at home. I had had it up for, I think, about 6-7 months. I was really pleased with myself. And getting away with it, you know. And my grandmother bringing in the laundry, and I had forgotten to flip it around. And she closes the door to get some laundry that I had thrown behind the. And she's like, wow, that's a really pretty girl. My heart stops. because
Donatello and Michelangelo are not girls.
They don't have the boobies. And, oh, my
And plus, they're turtles.
She's like, it's okay if you have it. Young boys.
Oh, no!
Grandma!
So yeah, wow, yeah, the poster thing, and I had gotten another poster of a chicky girl, and I thought that if I put it behind the clothes, completely forgot about the doing the laundry and bringing it in, hanging up shit. Oh, jeez, again, the numerous Playboys that were hidden around the house, and then I come home and there's my grandfather on the bed with, what's all this? Oh, shit.
You have this one because I missed it.
I wish he had said that. I beg for the tape that I could have said. He said no.
Well, this has been very much very fun hearing all of your deepest, darkest secrets, but we are sadly out of time. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, the one in which we all get busted. With us, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Take care, everybody.
The Jew Wario from jewwario.blogspot.com, Justin Carmichael.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Bye-bye.
Hey, kids, thanks for listening. We'll be back again next Wednesday.